Good morning, everyone. Meredith and I are team presenting this, so we're going to go back and forth, and please let us know if you can't hear us as we switch microphones. So welcome to How to Succeed at Social Media Without Having to Become a Ninja. We hope we have some entertaining information for you today. So we want to introduce the Ninja team to you. Oh, maybe on here. Down. So Dawn Crawford was our head ninja. She was our fearless leader. And Amanda Harris was with Gabby Alliance. And Edgar Ednicott was from California Department of Public Health. And he couldn't be here today with us. And then Meredith and myself. And we also had a virtual team of designers and IT gurus that were located in California. So they were not physically with us. So our secret mission in June 2010, it was a 24-hour experiment that turned into a successful project. It was part of the Immunization Action Coalition's Social Media Summit in Philadelphia, and attendees were asked to put a hot topic in a jar, and then we randomly picked three to choose from. And then what we did was we picked the one we liked best and that we thought, you know, kind of was going to be a good basis for a campaign. And that turned out to be kind of the concept of parents who are resistant to vaccines, the theory, my kid's fine because other kids are vaccinated. So a discussion developed about the role of men in their family's health and how their input and opinion is often overlooked, but they're also expected to be the protector of their family. And this project was in June, so we had some external events happening. We had Father's Day, the World Cup, you know, so there were things kind of influencing this direction as well. When you're developing a campaign, we really encourage you to look for these type of connections because it can really help push your campaign, make it relevant, and really connect to what's happening in the larger outside world. It can also just help increase support. So we kind of took this one step further, and we really start focused on kind of a sporting theme. And so our kind of key message was every team needs a captain and be a leader for yours. And we're going to see some more examples later in the presentation of how you can connect campaigns to what's happening. So while attendees were in the social media-specific workshops, the ninjas were hard at work in our ninja lodge. Attendees could stop in and visit with us. They could ask us questions. They could contribute to what we were doing. And this process was great because it provided them an opportunity to ask us questions in real time. So instead of sitting in workshops and then getting back to the office and trying to figure out what everybody was talking about, they could like go to a workshop on Facebook and then come in to our room and say, hey, how do you do this? Or what are you using? Or, you know, these are my questions. And so we were really able to provide some real-time support for attendees while we were crafting this campaign. It also gave them an opportunity to provide input during our work session. So they could also go back to their colleagues and say, hey, this is what they're working on. You know, do you have ideas or what can we give them? And so we were able to develop some great strategies, not only from our ninja team, but also from the conference attendees. So one of the things is it's always important to have fun. Not only did we take a break in our 24 hours to eat, because that's important, some of us did some speed sightseeing in Philadelphia. We saw about 15 historical sites in like 2 hours. And we also had late night cheesesteak, because you can't go to Philadelphia without cheesesteak. And we, you know, it was about 12 when we ended up at the cheesesteak place. So there were a little bit of some ninjas gone wild pictures that got taken in the diner. And one of those is on our Facebook page. And this is a good lesson. You want to have fun when you're posting, but you want to be professional. And some of those pictures are a little censored right now. So our campaign connected with a variety of channels and avenues, and this was great because we could then connect with people in whatever method they were familiar with. So if someone was really comfortable with YouTube, we had a YouTube channel. If they were comfortable with Facebook, you know, they could connect on Facebook. So looking at Facebook back then, in the first 24 hours, this is what the response was. We had multiple photos posted on the page, links, videos, resources. really connected with a lot of networks immunization related within Facebook. Just a quick note about Facebook ads. They allow you to post an image along with text. It's great for marketing your brand. It's low cost. You can target by any number of demographics, and then you can pay either by click or impression, and Facebook will actually give you an estimate of on what you've picked, like what that cost would be. So it's a great avenue for connecting with like a campaign you're doing or something that your coalition or organization is working on. So Facebook Now. So this is about 6 months later since this campaign launched. As you can see, it increased dramatically in 6 months. Facebook Insights is a great service. It's available to anybody that has a page, and it tracks the user trends for your organization, the demographics of your visitors, content, et cetera. And the data is aggregated daily, so it's really great. You can see what happens within 24 hours. It's extremely easy to track targeted messaging, and we highly recommend checking those regularly, especially if you are trying to evaluate something that you've just pushed out or something you're trying to launch. Since these insights are available so quickly, it's just a great free resource that Facebook provides. And another way you can track these over time is by signing up for Google Alerts, which you can put in keywords. You can get those daily, weekly. You can also get them as they come in, but I don't recommend that because it fills up your email box. But that's a great way to just pay attention to your brand, your messaging, and who's picking it up and where it's going. So this is a screenshot of the Real Guys page. And up in the corner, the upper right corner, those are the page administrator tools. And we just want to point out that Facebook has a new option where you can use Facebook as your page, which is a great way to give your organization more visibility. Instead of like me getting on and commenting, I can actually then use it as our page. So then people say, oh, who's that? And so it definitely builds a fan base in a much better way. So that's, we highly recommend using that. And you'll also see in the bottom right, this is just someone posted about how they love this page and what it was, great work, and then you can see the conversation that ensued. So we replied, she replied back, and so on. And that's really what you want happening on your page. So instead of just always pushing out text and not really engaging, you want to be able to have that conversation. So Twitter, we had a great response at the onset of the campaign. It's easy to track, how people are connecting with you. And there's retweets and at replies and hashtags. Those of you that have been tweeting this week know that we've been using a hashtag for the conference, tag 11NIC. So it's just it's a great way to track conversations and topics. But Twitter Now, we have not posted to Twitter since the campaign. But as you can see, we still increased followers by a decent percentage. And I think that's a good example of what happens when you leave links out there, you don't close them. People are still going to click. They're going to find a blog article, or they're going to find, the link on our Facebook page, and they're going to they're going to start following you, probably not realizing that we're not posting. Another good example is the first tweet on the top there is spam. So we actually spammed our followers, not knowing, because we weren't paying attention and we weren't tracking. So a good note is if you're not going to use something, if you're keeping it dormant, if it's only going to like be seasonal, or it's just good to keep logging in at least once in a while to see what's happening on your account.
Okay, so in addition to Facebook and Twitter, we created a YouTube account for Real Guys Immunize. And this is a free, easy way to include multimedia in your posts and on your website. All you really need is a logo and a brief message about yourself. And then we used existing videos from partners to enhance that message. So we just basically did searches for immunization videos that we thought would be appealing to men and posted them. And at the launch time, there was not enough data to get insight. But now we can see that we have 10 subscribers to our Real Guys Immunize YouTube channel, and we've had 800 channel views. We cannot track the number of upload video views because they're not our original uploads. But the channel is still available. And since it hasn't been on our radars, it's been a little bit more difficult to keep it updated. And to be honest, we weren't sure how many hits we were going to get, so still living on, but not being added to regularly. So the website for Real Guys Immunize served as the home base for the campaign, and this was done in WordPress on the back end of California's Vaccinate Now page. We used the California web team remotely to add content to the page and develop it for us. And the creative they designed included a logo that is sort of Rosie the Riveter-ish. It's a muscle arm with the Band-Aid symbol, and it was in a shield. And then on the same homepage, we have rotating photos of real guys with children and quotes and testimonials from men who've submitted why they support immunization. And across the top of the webpage, we have the main tabs. This includes I Heard, which is a section that addresses vaccine hesitancy and the top concerns parents have. So things like I've heard that vaccines are safe, or I've heard that herd immunity is important to keeping our community protected. In addition, we have the Captain's Corner, which is a space for people to share why they support immunization and why real guys want to protect those around them. We made this really easy for people to interact with this page by having a content form right on there. And we also posted that to Facebook so people could just go in and share wherever it was easiest for them. And then we posted it to that section of the site. We also have a resources page that links out to other pro-immunization sites and male-focused immunization articles. The website on the old page, which was on Vaccinate Now, we could see it had a strong number of hits in the first 3 weeks. Since then, we have not updated, but the site has moved to the Why I Choose page on California, and we'll probably see some new updates in the next coming months. So here's a look at the homepage. You can see across the top, we have the I Heard section, the Captain's Corner resources in the About Us, and then we feature some of our YouTube videos and the social media links and networks down below. So we really kicked off the Real Guys Immunize promotion with a media release, which we sent out through Pitch Engine, and we prepared a guest blog post to share with our contacts. That really became easy with the help of doing a prime the pump, sort of. We sent out tweets and emails telling people that we were going to be doing this really exciting experiment and asked them to be ready and available to share with their networks. So we got the guest post onto two popular blogs. One was Left Brain, Right Brain, and the other was WellSphere. And we also posted the guest blog post on behavioral sites like Moms Like Me. Following the launch of the campaign, we received inquiry from Men's Health Network about supporting the campaign, and we got an extra push for the project from Shot of Prevention, from Every Child by Two. They did a follow-up post on the project. The Northern Nevada Immunization Coalition also allowed us to use their constant contact service to communicate with all of their contact lists. And for those of you who aren't familiar with constant contact, it's an email marketing service that allows you to send out template emails for events and updates, and it tracks the click-throughs and opens. So we could see that in the first 12 hours, we had a really high number of click-throughs. The e-card was another fun way for us to tie in the Father's Day event. We just pretty much did a search on Google to see where we could find an e-card that was customizable, cheap, and had no limits for the amount of sends. So we found this, and we customized the music and included our message on it and posted to Facebook and Twitter. The one-pager and a video were two things that we were hoping to implement but fell through in the execution process. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that with the video, we realized that none of the ninjas necessarily had strong video production skills. So that got pushed back and pushed back until it fell off completely. And it would have been a really nice sprinkle to the cupcake, sort of. It would have been another way to share our message, but with the existing videos that we found and posted on our YouTube channel, we really didn't think this was necessary. Same with the one-pager. It would have been redundant to the site, and really that's where we wanted to drive our traffic anyway. So some handy tips. We created a central Gmail account so we could all share documents with one another, communicate easily, and put all of our resources into one place. But this became a problem later on, and especially in preparing for this presentation, we couldn't find the password to that account. So it would be helpful to keep the login information in a central location as well. Another way to keep this really easy to update for our Facebook page and for the website and Twitter is to post what you have when you have it. When one of us comes across an article that may not necessarily pertain to what we're doing in our coalitions, but pertains to men and immunization, we just post it onto the page. So there isn't any sort of filtering or approval process. We just try to keep it live and active. Some other great tips: take breaks, have fun, and when you're enthusiastic about a project, your context can sense that, and that becomes part of the final product. So some of our lessons learned: this is really doable. If you have the tools and you have the planning, the preparation ready, social media campaigns don't need to be daunting. It certainly helped for us to, we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. A lot of those resources were already existing, so we just used those to enhance and further the message. It also helps that a lot of us are really immersed in this issue and do social media on a regular basis. So we knew what was out there, what had been said, what had been done. Another great way to make sure everybody has ownership over what they're doing and to make sure things happen is to recognize the team's skills early on and then delegate tasks accordingly. Yes, and as we've heard in other presentations, it's really good to take informed risks. Once you have all those tools and information on hand, you can go ahead and try new things. One of our biggest lessons is that technology fails you when you need it most. Skype, we tried to use that to communicate with our California team who was working on the website. We had some issues with that. My computer also became overwhelmed at the project and began blowing smoke, literally. We also learned that in the collaboration and brainstorming process, all perspectives are valuable. That was really how we came up with the fun Real Guys Immunize tagline, was a free thinking session. Everybody shot out their ideas, and we just had an aha moment where we knew we had it. And as six perfect strangers, we really needed that input, and we proved that with our skills and with sort of an open mind, you can make anything happen. And of course, as Heidi said, being in Philadelphia, you have to celebrate with the Philly cheesesteak. And if we were to do it now, we would use Hootsuite to track, monitor. It's also a great way to recognize trending and see who's speaking about us so that we can interact with them. So while the site is live, it's not being updated regularly, and neither is the Twitter or the YouTube. But you can still be part of this campaign. You can send to your friends and family. You can share with Real Guys or Why the Real Guys in Your Life Immunize on our Facebook page or Captain's Corner. So here we have some examples of other people who've successfully created social media campaigns around immunization. This is Shot by Shot out of California, and this is really a way for people to tell the story of vaccine-preventable diseases. It's based on the idea that we live in a time when people fear the theorized effects, side effects of vaccines more than they do the vaccine-preventable diseases. So this puts a face and really humanizes those diseases. It exists in an online story bank that can be used for education, training, and awareness, and there are currently 85 stories on shotbyshot.org from survivors of disease, loved ones, and providers. The two main facets of this project are gathering stories. They make it really easy to share a powerful story, and then they make the stories available for use to incorporate in other people's education and training programs. The Recipe for Hope is out of the Autism Science Foundation, and this was completed through the month of December of 2010. It's designed to help bring vaccine... Oh, I'm sorry. And every dollar donated between December 1st and 31st was used to raise critically needed funds for autism research. And they use this fun idea of holiday baking. Their little tag concept is that the holidays bring together a special blend of ingredients, a sprinkle of laughter, a spoonful of sharing, and lots of love. Autism research also requires the right blend of ingredients to be successful. It takes the smartest scientists asking the right questions, as well as enough money to fund their research. So their call to action was from this video posted on the homepage of their site that asked people to bake cookies and donate. And they used their Facebook page to post photos of their fans and their supporters' cookies. And they used Constant Contact to share the email event with all of their contacts. And this is a project that I've been a part of with the Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition, the Colorado Immunization Program, and the Vaccine Advisory Committee for Colorado. It's a website, a parent-focused immunization website that we launched in January of 2011. And it's meant to address vaccine hesitancy and empower parents to feel good in their decision to vaccinate. We launched this website through a two-part process following a beta test. The first was a soft launch, which was our social media launch, and we included our key stakeholders and top social media contacts to get them excited and have them prepared and ready to share this as soon as we went live. So we asked them to blog in advance or just share with some of their friends to get the buzz about. And with the hard launch, we went through and just posted everywhere and anywhere we could. We encouraged anybody to share with their networks, their contacts, colleagues, family, friends, anybody. And we'll be discussing the entire process of this from the brainstorming to current results on a PKids webinar on June 8th. So stay tuned and we'll hope you'll join us for that.
So the Influence Others Get Vaccinated campaign was a regional campaign in northern Nevada this flu season. And it was created to promote the new universal flu recommendation that December is not too late to get vaccinated and just provide a creative message that our community hadn't seen. So it wasn't kind of just the same messaging. We did this through a variety and a mix of traditional online digital billboards, and so we really blanketed the community with pretty much every opportunity we could with our message. From start to finish, it spanned 12 weeks, so it was pretty short, and the outcome was that we actually won a Silver Addy Award, which is an advertising, American Advertising Award, and we also submitted it to the National Influenza Vaccine Summit Award process, and I mention those because it's important to get recognition for what you're doing in your communities, and it gives credibility to your organization, to your coalition, and it gets your name out there in a different way that people aren't used to seeing it. So I highly recommend when you have those opportunities to take advantage of them. Our campaign budget specifically included a $1,500 to develop a WordPress site to be current, up-to-date information about flu season in northern Nevada. The benefit of this was our coalition members did not have to do their own sites. They could drive everybody to Influence Nevada, and that's what we named it. The great thing is we own that URL. It's ours. We can use it season after season. So how did social media influence others? We had face-to-face interaction with our community. So we went out, we had this little sign with us, and we asked people, have you gotten your flu vaccine? And if they did, we said, can we take your picture and put it on Facebook? So we went around in December, and we got these great pictures. We posted them on Facebook. We even got Santa Claus to do it. So it was a fun way to interact with our constituents. And we also just had a huge increase in our Facebook fans, and we developed a tab for the campaign. Can you move it? That included an application where you could send a flu shot to somebody via Facebook. And this was just a fun way to remind people, to get vaccinated. And we actually, people sent over 10,000 in our month of December. So this is really a great way. Creating tabs on your Facebook pages is another low-cost way to keep your page up to date, definitely current with whatever you're doing, and you can change out those tabs, and so it's just a good resource. Our Twitter followers increased. Just a good lesson. When you're wanting to evaluate things, it's good to know where you start. And one of the things we learned, we had this Flu Nevada, Flu NV account, and somehow in the whole course of this, nobody wrote down what a number of our followers were to begin with. And unlike Facebook, there's not such great insights, right now for Twitter, so we couldn't go back and figure that out. So definitely a lesson learned. Pay attention. The numbers are important if you're trying to prove something. How we maximize our time, Hootsuite, we mentioned it previously. Just a great tool. If you don't know about it, just check it out. It's easy to use. It's very, very user-friendly, and it has great data. You can customize reports. You can put all your accounts together. So we just love Hootsuite. And then lastly, just the impact of actually hiring social media staff. it's really important to think about, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And before this campaign, we didn't have targeted staff. I was doing social media and being the director of the coalition. That's not a good combination, I'll tell you that. And so once we hired somebody, everything increased. Our fans doubled, our interactions, because we were posting regularly and people were seeing us out there. And it wasn't at 10 o'clock at night or 6 a.m. in the morning when I, you know, had some time to do it. It's been part of the daily routine. And if you don't have money to do that, basically you can look, if you're in a university town, if you have a community college, some kind of marketing, journalism, even public health, they have to do internships. And it's a great opportunity. Before we hired our staff person, I had actually met with our university. We had created an internship position and we were ready to go. And then we were able to actually hire someone. So I highly recommend exploring that option. So there's so many examples of great campaigns. This bright orange flyer was at the back door. And this was a regional list that we developed for a conference we had last year. But it has great examples of what people are doing across the country, links to those campaigns, links to resources. And I just highly recommend exploring some of those and just really checking them out. Thank you.